Good evening to all our listeners at home. It's Wednesday. We are live from the GCIS studios in Pretoria in Hatfield. I'm your presenter today. My name is Tshegofatso Modubu. And as usual, I'm in studio with guests. And these guests are from the Department of Social Development, as well as Agape Youth Movement. We have Ms. Siza Makgangwe, who is the Chief Director, Families and Social Crime Prevention from the Department of Social Development. We also have Ms. Peladi Mamaila, who is the Social Work Supervisor at the Gender-Based Violence Command Center. And we have Mr. Tsetse Tliani from Agape Youth Movement. And today we'll really be talking and taking stock about the progress the country has made in terms of giving support and care to victims of gender-based violence, but also looking at what has been done in a collaborative effort for prevention and rebuilding social cohesion, particularly around issues of gender-based violence. So I'd like to start with Siza. If she can just tell us, what is this work that is being done by the Department of Social Development as a department, but as well as part of a collaborative? Because after the gender-based violence summit, presidential gender-based violence summit that took place in 2018, we noted that there was a resolution that gender-based violence is a societal issue, and that not only can government or civil society or communities tackle this second pandemic, as the president calls it, and we understand that all these sectors of society came together, including business and labor, and said, we will work together to make sure that we do specific work around what we call the six pillars of the National Strategic Plan for Prevention of Gender-Based Violence. So I think, Siza, if you can just give us a sense of what is the Department of Social Development doing, but also within this collaborative that I've just elaborated on.
Thank you so much. Good evening, listeners at home, wherever you are. Good evening, the sector, the GBV sector. As they've already introduced me, my name is Siza Makgangwe. I am from the Department of Social Development. I'm also the convener for Pillar 4. We are looking mainly at responses, because the problem of gender-based violence, it calls for us to respond immediately. It's not something that you can postpone and say, okay, I will deal with it later or when I have enough resources or capacity. But people are dying on a daily basis. Women and children, LGBTIQ communities members are dying. So it's very important that we are responsive. So therefore, our responsibility as a pillar is to come up with responsive measures. It's also to make sure that in the process we care and we also facilitate healing, because victims of gender-based violence, because of the trauma that they've gone through or they've experienced, at the end of the day, they need to heal in order for them to be able to, you know, move forward with their lives. So as a collaborative and as a department, there's quite a number of things that we have done the last 2 years that we've been, doing this work. One of the things that we focus on was around upskilling the training of the frontline workers. The frontline workers, I mean the police, I mean the nurses, the social workers, and the people that are in the front line, because those people are quite key. They are the ones that are receiving their victims or the survivors when they come to them. And there's something called secondary victimization. Secondary victimization is when the victim comes to us, we are not accessible, we are not helpful, we are not assisting, we're not asking questions that are relevant, that subject a victim to secondary victimization. So the focus was on the frontline workers, so that we enable them to be responsive. We assist them to do their part. For instance, there's a lot of complaints around the police that when I go there, I'm not receiving services. I will ask questions, irrelevant questions and so on, and to say, maybe if I'm a victim, what time, you know, why were you there and so on. So the training is trying to deal with it and eliminate secondary victimization. The second thing that we've done as a pillar was also to mobilize communities. We've been encouraging community dialogues where we are saying, this issue, it is not the state issue. this issue is not the responsibility of civil society, but it is everyone's business, because these issues or the gender-based violence, the incidences happens at home. You know, it's people that know each other. So it is important that we build a culture of not tolerating a gender-based violence. We need to speak out. We need to report it. So we are we have been conducting community dialogues to encourage community members to speak about it. And we are saying to them, it is okay to talk about it. It is okay to refer the matters. It is okay to escalate issues before they become a crisis or before someone loses his or her life. So that has been the work that we've been doing. We've also been doing a lot of trying to increase access to trauma counseling, because trauma counseling, it is a need, it's a necessity. A lot of people think that, what's the point? I'm already a victim. Why should I go for counseling? Why should I access it? But we are saying to us, it is important, because if you don't, you will be triggered by many incidences. You've never been, you know, gone through that process. So we have been increasing it in various ways, and Command Center is one of the platform that we ensure that we provide that counseling. The last point that we do, we've been focusing around sheltering services. We know that shelters, they're quite critical. They provide a significant role, in a sense that they protect the life of a woman. If a woman runs to a shelter, I mean, that life is safe, unlike if she's at home. So there's quite a lot of work that we've been doing to make sure that shelters, they're accessible, number one. Two, shelters, they also accommodate LGBTIQ communities. And shelters, they are there 24/7. You know, they provide services when everybody has closed their services. It's December, holidays, people will be knocking off, but shelters will still be there in the space and making sure that people access those psychosocial services. And it's also a safe space for members of communities. So those has been areas that we've been looking or working on as a pillar.
There are a lot of takeaways, I think, for our listeners at home from what you've said, especially around ensuring that healing takes place and proper professional healing with psychosocial support. But I do know that, you know, culturally, there are also other forms of healing, and I don't think those are excluded as well. And I think that now I want to go to Tsetse and to just get him to talk about this aspect of prevention and rebuilding and social cohesion, because I think there is a synergy there, or a relationship between what Pillar 4 and what Pillar 2 does. So Tsetse, if you could come in there and talk to us about what is this prevention aspect and this rebuilding of social cohesion when we're dealing with gender-based violence in South Africa.
Thank you very much. So good evening to the listeners. I am Matsitsa Baletliane from Agape Youth Movement, a youth-led NGO that works in the social development space with multiple government departments. We're working very closely with the Department of Basic Education and implement programs in schools. To respond to the question about what is it that this prevention is, maybe one would firstly need to start and express that we're living in a society that is, you know, is based on certain norms and traditions that we over time managed to take in as a way of life. And prevention really starts there, affecting or changing the social behavior of us as community and people that perpetuate violence or GBV and femicide in our communities. Because if you look at gender-based violence and femicide in South Africa and its nature, you will very much, you know, see that it emanates from the fact that we still live in a patriarchal society where men feel like they're superior to women and other marginalized or vulnerable genders. So prevention is really starting at the bottom, that affects how people think and behave with and interact with other genders that might be considered inferior by society. And as Agape Youth Movement implementing programs, we are implementing prevention programs in schools targeting young people, and it has been it has been proved that early intervention is a sustainable approach. And we work with young children, learner leaders in schools very closely with the Department of Basic Education, the South African Police Service through some of their programs, the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, to activate their understanding on this issue and some of the risky behaviors that they might have taken from the societies in which they live, for them to understand that for us to do this is in essence the beginning or the first steps towards becoming perpetrators of GBV. And we're very much orientating on school-related gender-based violence. If you go into schools, schools are rife and they're still reeking of GBV, but you find that the learners don't even know that this is GBV. They don't even know how to define it. So the work that we do in Pillar 2, which is looking at rebuilding social cohesion and prevention of GBV, is really trying to turn the tide against societally accepted norms that perpetuate gender-based violence in society. And there are multiple ways through which that is done, through media, affecting how people think and perceive different genders, utilizing evidence-based programs targeting certain key groups such as men, young boys, young girls, working in different sectors, just to drive the message home for people to understand that they can coexist and not behave in a way that would make other people on the vulnerable side just because they identify themselves as a specific gender. So in essence, that is the work that we do in line with prevention, challenging societally accepted norms that perpetuate GBV, because it starts there in the mind. And we believe that prevention is one of the sustainable ways through which we can tackle GBV in this country, starting most importantly with young people.
So as they would say, you really have to target them young and make young boys or young girls understand what is toxic behavior and what is violent behavior. I just want to say to our listeners at home, you can call us on 0800-142-446 or you can send us a WhatsApp on 065-935-5488. I'm going to repeat the numbers, 0800-142-446 and the WhatsApp line is 065-935-5488. You can send questions to our panelists. You can ask how you can get support around GBV, or if you have any unresolved issues and clarity to understand what gender-based violence and femicide particularly means. And now I'm going to come to you, Peladi. You know this word femicide, I don't know if there's a vernacular term for it, because I think it's a very complicated term, and it's also a new term that we're using when we're describing gender-based violence. But I know it's when a partner dies as a result of gender-based violence. But what is this thing, and what is it that they can do, and how the command center provide support for victims of gender-based violence and femicide.
Okay. Dumelang Barezi, wa buang ke Peladi Mamaila from Gender-Based Violence Command Center. And ke tlotlhalosa ka GBVF, Gender-Based Violence and Femicide. Gender-based ke tlhokofatso ya bomme le bana. And then femicide ke polao ya baratani le bana ba ba teng mogare ba tlhokofatsiwa. And then he re move re ya ko Gender Based Violence Command Center. Gender Based Violence Command Center e tsena mo Pillar 4 ya response, care and support, ka gore re na le di social worker tse di leng gore di bereka 24/7 ko Command Center for the cases tsa gender based violence and femicide. We are not only ara lebella fela di cases tsa GBV, le di substance abuse ra di attender, le di depression counseling ra marital counseling ra di attender ko Gender Based Violence Command Center. And rena le di social worker tse leng hore di provide counseling ka maleme a bolena ka moka gore ha re kgethe gore ke leme le feng. Re dira gore ba retsi he ba founela ko Command Center or di client tsa rena ge di founela ko Command Center di feel free, di feel comfortable go tlhalosa ka maleme a bo bona ba bolele gore ba nyoka o bolela ka lemile le feng then ba tlo ba fa social worker e bolelang ka lemile gore ba khone go utlwana ba khone go thusana ka di session ko gender based violence command center ba retsi prefer psychosocial support psychosocial support nkare ka lemika ka english e simple ke is an intensive counseling ke counseling e re ifang tsatsi le leng o fithela ho le gore ba re di client tsa rena di nyaka gore re di refere ko di social working mo e leng gore ba nyaka face to face re ba isa ko di field social working ko di provincial social development or di NGO tse di mabapi le bona matsogo a ko social a ko GPV le ka re ke a makhutsane because re provider trauma counseling telephonical but ke a malele a fithellela di client kwa ka gonne re dirisana le di provincial social development di NGO re dirisana le mapodisa go ka fithellela di client tsa rena rena re bereka ka phone bosiu le montshegare holiday arena off arena gore ke holiday ha re bereke re teng ra ba phone le go nwa neng di social development tsa di province di le di office tsa di NGO di tswaletse but command center e butsi wa e founela and ke tlo bolela di nomoro tsa teng tse le goreng they are very important how founa wa the tlhalo sore ko wena mang o nyoka bolela ka lemele le feng number ya phone ya bone ke emergency and if free for the nomoro tso tso tle ha ikhethe gore o berekisa Telkom or MTN or Vodacom any number is free ke 0800 428 428 0800 428 428 kotsa o ka romela please call USSD war *120*7867# or wa romela SMS ka message wa ngwala molaetsa mo SMS ngware 31531 wa romela ko 31531 ke mo romelang di SMS tsa rena khotsa o ka gona le di client tsa rena tse leng gore ga di khone go bua then rena le Skype then o download a Skype wa khona go bolela le di social worker tsa rena tse le khona go bolela ka di sign language go fithellela ba leng gore ba tlhokofatsiwa ko magaeng ba leng ke di disabled people ha re ba tlohele ko rena le di social worker tse di khona go bolela le bona on sign language then ke mo bona o dialer help me GPV and rena le website e o ka e berekisang ke www.gpv.org.za ke di nomoro tse le ka re fithellang tsone or ke operation e le ka re fithellang mo go yona e leng gore thusa baretsi le fase ka bophara ha re kgethe gore ke province e feng re thusa province tso tsotlhe that's why ke rile rena le language tso tsotlhe gore ha o founa o tla ko province ya Zulu Natal you are available you are welcome gore GPV e go thuse ke leboga
ke tsa gore baretsi ba ikutlwetse ko gae ene le tla gobola gore dinomoro tseo tsa 0800 428 428 ke dinomoro tse leng gore le tshwanetse go diletsetsa fa le itse gore ngwana mo lapeng wa tlhokofadiwa kana your neighbor is experiencing gender based violence or is you know going to be under the threat of femicide and I think Cesar you really mentioned about how this is really a collaborative effort and that it's not something that government can do alone and I think Tsetse has also alluded to the fact that as Agape Youth Movement they work with various government departments how important is it for social development that this work is done in a collaborative manner as it's done through the NSP which is the National Strategic Plan for Gender Based Violence and Femicide which has six pillars pillar 2 as we've said and pillar 4 but why is it so critical that this has to be done in a collaboration
mhlambe mangakhuluma ngesiZulu
yeah
sishilo masiqala ukuthi le lodaba lwe lodlame lokhlukunyezwa komama nabo nabantwana nabo baba akusi iudaba la wonke umuntu umphakathi kubalekile ukuthi uthathe iqhaza and edlula konke ifamilies imindeni ibalulekile kubalekile kakhulu ukuthi imindeni yazi ukuthi i gender based violence akumelanga ukuthi kube into esiphila nayo There must not be a place of gender-based violence in our families. Kubalulekile ukuthi iqale lapho, ithi mayenzakala, sikhuzane thina ngokwethu ngoba uma sizomela ukuthi uhulumeni kube wuye ongenelela kule ndaba oyilungisayo. Uhulumeni ufika emva kwendaba. Ufika sekukhona umuntu ohlukene nempilo yakhe. So that's why simela namhlanje sithi kubalulekile ukuthi imindeni yazi ukuthi yini gender based violence ene yini ebangayenza ukuzivikela. Ene makunomuntu oyenzayo emndenini kumele ukuthi kungathulwa ngaye. For example, kune abantwana abaningi bahlukumezekile ene abomama bayazi bathulile abakhulumi. Yinto ukuthi iyafihlwa njengomndeni iba yihlazo. Ene so namhlanje simele la ukusho ukuthi kubo bonke abantu abahlukumezekayo, be it abomama, be it abantwana, be it LGBTIQs, kumele bazi ukuthi akusiyi fault yabo, akusiyi phutha labo ukuthi namhlanje bazithola bahlukumezekile. So ene nabanye amalungu wefamily abayibukela lento eyenzakala, kumele bazi ukuthi nabo akusiyi phutha labo, but kubalulekile ukuthi bakhulume ngaleyo ndaba ngoba impi iqala lapho ekhaya. So uma singayiwina in our private homes, then we'll be able to move to our streets. And masiwina ku our streets, then we'll be able to move to the country. So these are the levels of intervention. So e-collaboration is there to say, you cannot win this battle alone. It is our battle, all of us. Together we can fight it, and it happens right in our space. It's not happening far from us, but it is right in our space. Therefore, very, very important that we should forget to compete with each other as stakeholders, but rather complement each other because we've got different strengths and we've got different responsibilities. So what is important is to look at how best can we work together and make sure that we eradicate gender-based violence. For instance, we know that NGOs, they are on the ground. They are very good on responsive mechanisms. They are there. They are able to respond at that time. And while the state, we know that they are very good in mobilizing resources and support the work of the NGOs. So it's very important that this one plan that we have, the NSP, we already have one plan, which is a blueprint. It tells everyone, this is what we must all do. So therefore, because we've got one plan, there's no need for us to really compete with each other. But it's important that we complement each other and make sure that we work as a collective in order for us to achieve one goal, which is to eradicate gender-based violence.
Yeah. Thank you for that call to action. And I think it's still open for people to join the various pillars, to participate in this whole process of the collaborative. So you can go to gbvf.org.za, which is a website, and there's a button there. It says get involved. So if you can click that button, you can then choose the area or the pillar that you want to join. If you know that you are very good with healing, you can join Abo Caesar in pillar 4. If you know that you want to use media for advocacy, and you want to work with young people in schools, you can definitely join Pillar 2. Zaza, I want to come in on how Pillar 2 has worked with media to have this gender sensitivity training so that we know that media is very influential. And in that influence, how much are we then assisting that whatever the children or adults are consuming is considerate of not influencing them to be more violent? If you can share that with us. But I just want to also just remind our callers, listeners, you can call us on 0800-142-446 or send us a WhatsApp on 065-935-5488. And Sister, you can come in now.
Thank you very much, Sister Tsoro. Media is very powerful. We usually say you are what you eat. And I think when you are listening to a radio, when you're on social media, when you're watching TV, whatever is being portrayed there, we as society, especially children, tend to internalize it as an acceptable way of life and the way things should be. So in this regard, media is considered one strong tool, if not weapon, to ensure that we prevent GBV through tackling societally accepted norms that perpetuate GBVF. It is utilized to also educate. I mean, when you, for example, what comes to my mind is a beautiful film that was produced in South Africa by one of our brilliant filmmakers, Wandi Lemolebatsi from Cold Stove Production, that produced a movie called What About the Boys, which is a movie which has elements that teach boys or young people about alternative masculinities that are not toxic. Because when you are growing up as a young man in a society like South Africa as a boy, you tend to be given this notion that for you to be a real man, you must behave in a certain way. You must objectify women, and it starts when you're young. If you can go into primary schools and high schools, you listen to media reports, you can see that the perpetuation of GBV is something that does not only exist in romantic relationships in the lives of adults. It's something that exists even in the lives of young people. So media is in this regard then, like as I'm saying, this movie, it's one of the ways through which we utilize to educate young people about what is cool and what is not cool, so that they themselves can start having a conversation about what is it that we could do. I mean, you don't know what you don't know. And you'd find that there are members of the community, young people, that are violated on the basis of their gender, but they don't even know. I would sometimes be facilitating workshops. And after facilitating workshops where I was just doing the typology of violence or defining what violence and GBV is, what sexual harassment is, you'd find a young, great learner coming to you afterwards say, I must have been sexually aroused and I did not know it until you express it today. So media, especially the media that young people have access to, now we're trying to find ways through which we can utilize the media platforms that they find themselves on, such as social media platform, to educate them and challenge the norms or things that they see as norms. We utilize radio. There are radio dramas that are trying to drive that message home. We have media training to sensitize media practitioners, because sitting there behind that mic, facilitating conversations, you might not know that you are actually strengthening views that are perpetuating GBV in society. You might think that GBV is only limited to physical violence from one gender to the other, but people might not know that GBV is also is an aspect of being emotional, also is an aspect of being financial, also has an aspect of being psychological. So you might be perpetuating GBV from a psychological point of view. So media is strong in this regard, and there are different ways through which we're utilizing it to educate, to challenge societally accepted norms, and also to pave a way forward on where we as a country should be going, so that people can start to see how serious and how bad this condition is in South Africa, and also to portray that there are possibilities of coexisting, which is the aspect of social rebuilding, of social cohesion, where we don't need to exist with violating the other gender. It's possible for a man to have a partner that reaches their full potential, and the man does not feel threatened, because that is something that is a problem. When you feel or to suppress a woman, either you need to lay a hand or you need to do something like take something away from them because you have the power. Mm-hmm. So media is utilized to do exactly that, to educate, to challenge, and also one of the ways, as I expressed, is to orientate the media practitioner so they can be conscious at all times that they are not perpetuating these views that we don't need in our society.
Thanks. I see Ospelani, she's nodding a lot as you're talking. And I wanted to just get a sense from her that young people must also understand that the command center is for them. So if you can just elaborate so that they understand that this is not only for adults. It doesn't matter what age you are, you can access this service, because I know bullying is also another problem mm-hmm. that they experience, and I think the center can assist with that. But you can elaborate more, Ospelet.
Okay, thank you, Tseho. Okay, kintse ke dumelana le rap.
Tse.
Okay,
ke lebeletse hore
re lebeletse hore re thusa byang bana ba borena ko dikolong. Re ba educate byang, because bullying is very high mo dikolong. Gender-based command center e available for bona. A se gore ke re lebeletse dintwa tsa boatsa di fela. Le bana di child neglect ke di cases tse leng gore di ka referiwa. And then gender-based violence and femicide a se mathata a family fela. Ke a community ka bophara. Ka gonne community se se diragalang ka mo moagisaneng a gago ke wena o se bonang. O ka se reporta ko social ko GPVC wa remain anonymous ra khona go thusa bana bao ba ileng gore domestic violence ya ba affecta ka montlong ba ileng gore bana bao ha ba tloga mo ba ya sekolong ba yo dira bullying bo bolwa le bana ba bang kuri ya tswelela whatever te ba di boneng ko hai se tswelela hape ko pele ba se dira ko sekolong ba bula bana ba bang then ha re thuse community ha re thuse gore re khono go thusa bana bawe re ba fe counseling and then if they need therapy they are place therapies on the NGO re na le di resource list ko GPVCC command center mo ileng gore a khono lebele gore age ya ngwana o inyaka counseling e finga inyaka counseling ya phone inyaka play therapy then we refer those two Botswana child welfare where there is a play therapy they are going to counsel the children. And then hapa se ke nyoko se buang hape ke gore GBVF has ke mmutla o mong o leng gore o thabile South Africa ha o nya ke the DSD social development or the other NGO o batla di stakeholders tsotsotlhe o batla di legal authorities tsotsotlhe o nya ka di tribal authority e nya ka lena le community gore le tse important role mo nthweng e ka ntho e e go lena e nya ka lena re tleng rena re le thuse ka maele le ka di counseling but he lena le sa report le sa bui ka yona le re ke taba ya ka mo magisane wena o itseng then e o affect ngwana ha ka ngwana magisane o tsa mali ngwana ha o ba ya sekolong then bullying ya thom it affect your kids again then tla bonya ka counseling. Then in case we tshireledi tse ka pela mo ngwaneng wa mahisano wa ileng gore o experience domestic violence ka mohai ke leboga
tse tlhaloso ya gago ke lebogetse thata particularly ga o tlhalosa ka play therapy because e dira gore ba reetse le batsadi ko gae ba tlhaloganye gore counseling kana yone healing e sizana bua ka yone ha se mode o iwane ga re dire ka tsela e le nosi batho ba bagolo re kgona go dula le bone re bue ka mathata a bone mme bana re na le tsela e leng gore re tshwanetse gore re facilitate their healing. So also just want to now move into the summit, the presidential GBVF summit. The first one was held ka 2018 ka di 2 tsa November and what we are seeing now is that honali di provincial summits that are busy happening in different provinces. I think Gauteng has had their provincial summit. We've got the Northwest one coming up, Northern Cape as well. So different provinces are busy having summits. So ke tsa gore ba re tsiko gantsi ba bona a lot of activity in their communities go buiwa gantsi ka gender-based violence. Me re lebile gore di pillars tsa rona, jaaka pillar 2 kana yona pillar 4, ba tlo go tshwara what we call the dialogues. Sisa, if you can just elaborate more on the dialogue for pillar 4 and what it's going to do to prepare for this envisioned summit eleng gore rena gana gore e tla tla ka di 2 tsa November mo ngwageng wa 2022.
Thank you. Yeah, we are planning to host our pillar 4 dialogue on the 17th of October, which is next week Monday, in one of the hotspots. We've got 30 hotspot areas in the country. The hotspot areas have been declared by the president, meaning that those are the areas that are highly affected by issues of gender-based violence and femicide. So we chose one of the hotspots because that has been our focus, especially as Pillar 4. Because remember, Pillar 4, we're not doing a lot of prevention, but we are responding and we are supporting the victims. So therefore, our focus has been on all the 30 hotspots so that they are able to access our services with ease. So we have targeted one of the hotspots, which is Ikageng in Northwest. I think it's Potchefstroom, yes. It's one of the hotspot areas. We will be having a hybrid, which is There will be people that are attending physically. We're targeting plus minus 100 stakeholders. And then people will also be joining virtually. So we will be there as a pillar for collaborative. We'll be looking at, three things. The first one will be accountability. So we'll be holding each other accountable, both the state and the service providers, to say, how far did we go? Because remember, after we said we had the first summit in 2018, after 2018, 2019, then there was a launch of the NSP. So we have been implementing NSP since then to date. So we are going to hold each other accountable and say, as when you're looking at the NSP, how far did we go to implement the NSP? Was it easy? Was it difficult? What are the achievements? Because it's very important for us to also look at the best practice models, because through that, we are then able to, elevate those issues and ensure that we upscale where we are doing best. So we are going to hold each other accountable in terms of the work that we are doing as a pillar. Two, we are also going to accelerate those areas, saying maybe, for instance, there are problems of accessing social workers to provide psychosocial services. Based on the feedback that we'll be receiving from the stakeholders, then we are going to say, okay, in this area, since this is it's an area that is under-resourced, what is it that we can do to resource it? What are the other ways that we can do? We will be roping in business as well, because as we are saying, this is everyone's problem. So it is important that the private sector must also come to the party. So through that, we will also be accelerating some of the good or some of the areas that we are not doing so well. And then the third one, we'll also be looking at amplifying the good work that we are doing. And we are saying, if in this area, with limited resources, they are able to do so much, how can we take that best practice model and make sure that the next area is also able to do it with the support of the collaborative? So those will be the areas that we are looking at to make sure that at the end of the day, we respond. And we must admit that there are challenges. As much as there are good things that we have done, we are not responsible for the legislation. It's Pillar 3, but it implicates the work that we do. There's quite good work that they've done. They've amended the Domestic Violence Act, which impacts on our work. It says to us, a victim now is able to apply for the protection order online. Unlike before, where people had to queue, go through long queues and wait to access justice. But now, through that amendment legislation, they are able to access, our services much more easier. And furthermore, it says our social workers must be on the ground to do the risk assessment and make sure that people that are given the protection order, they are safe, Because it's one thing to get a protection order, and it's another thing to go home and be killed having a protection order on your hand. So therefore, we are looking at social workers that they must be in that space and assess the risk and say, is it risky is it a risk or it's not a risk to actually, provide a protection order to this person? If it is a risk, a risk assessment must be done and the person must immediately be moved to a shelter while, a case is on and so on. So all those are the things that we have managed to do as a collaborative, but we are saying there's still much more that we need to do. There's a lot that we need to do. The issue of the lack of social workers, it is an issue that the department is looking at to make sure that we need to ensure that we employ more social workers that are going to fight this pandemic, and we cannot do it without them. So there's a lot that we will be reflecting. We're looking forward for that pillar dialogue on the 17th. We don't know. We cannot preempt what is going to happen, but we're looking forward to engage the community and let the community give us feedback and say, we have done well on this area. On this one, we have not done. We're expecting you to do this and this and this. And then that report will be then taken to the bigger collaborative and consolidate and make sure that we give a full picture as to say, what happened in the last 2 years.
So this is a reflection of work that continues from 2018. Mm-hmm. And then in 2022, we're looking back and then we're going to map forward, which mm-hmm. I think is good, because often they say that South Africans are very good at talking and they're very mm-hmm. good at creating plans mm-hmm. and no implementation. But I've seen through this collaborative process that there are green shoots of implementation. We just want to remind the listeners at home, you can call us on 0800-142-446 or send us a WhatsApp on 065-935-5488. Zetsa, if you can just elaborate on the dialogue for Pillar 2 and when it's happening, and what are the focus areas there as well?
Thank you very much, Sisitso. Kelebo. Kana gore mam sizakele we otlolotsi kudu mo motabeng ya gore dipila tsa rena tsa NSP di tlabe di lebele dipila dialogue tsa rena di tlabe di lebele tse eng in preparation for the presidential summit ye wetlojang karolo on the 1st and 2nd of November. It has been a journey, and there's been some work that has been done. We are in essence going to be reflecting on the work that we have collaboratively been doing, just to also emphasize to the listeners, or a NGBV collaborative is a national platform that is voluntary and it is open for anyone who is a practitioner in the field of ending GBV GBVF with in linking to any of the six pillars. So you can follow the NGBV social media platforms to follow the work that we are doing, so that osa sa ge ba re kwa re bolela mo radio ba ska go ka re bolela lotse dingwe tsa America tse leng gore a di diege ka mo Africa borwa. So pillar 2 ye leng gore ke bekitse ke boletse ka yana earlier on, ye leng gore e focusetse on social cohesion le go prevent tlokofatso ya basadi le bana le batho ba leng gore ba identify as part of the LGBTQI plus community. The work that has been done in the country as far as implementing Pillar 2, the outputs of Pillar 2, because every pillar of the NSP has outputs that are in line with the theme of that particular pillar. And na pillar ya rena e bolela ka dilo tsa go swana le, you know, the work that needs to be done in institutions of higher learning, the work that needs to be done in schools, the work that needs to be done in the media space, the work that needs to be done in exploring and developing evidence-based approaches to preventing gender-based violence and rebuilding social cohesion, the work that needs to be done in activating the voice of children in this space. And kudu kudu under Pillar 2, there's also work that has been done around the development of a comprehensive national prevention strategy, which it would be a national document, a strategy document that guides on how do we prevent GBV in line with the outputs of the pillar. So our pillar dialogue as a way for pillar ya rena go to prepare for rena as a pillar ga botse re di ileng ge re tlo ya kwa summiting le president go fa naga ya Africa borwa feedback gore this under our pillar, this is what we have done and this is where we are going from here. It's also a platform for us to pave the way. What has worked, what has not worked. And we will also be having a special segment within our pillar dialogue that is supported mainly by UNICEF, agency, the United Nations. Even though they might not necessarily participate in the pillar dialogue, but issues of prevention are issues that affect them. So globally also a separate session before the pillar dialogue that will be looking at the voices of children and how do they contribute to the issue of prevention, so that when we have a pillar dialogue, we'll also bring in the voice of children that we as a pillar will also be taking to the presidential summit on the 1st and the 2nd of November. And we are looking forward to having that summit. And I hope every single person in the country to know that they are directly and indirectly affected by GBVF, and they should follow the summit and the build-up activities around it. Maybe people can change. We're here mm-hmm. on radio trying to get as many ambassadors and champions of GBV, because GBV exists everywhere, even under the bed. I remember, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it was the minister Begit Gala, who said, I am not going to be able to get police officers to lie under each and every bed that we have in this country, because domestic violence exists in our homes. So that is where we need champions for GBV, understanding what GBV is and how to prevent it, how to call people to order, how to challenge it, and all of those things. So basically, that is what Pillar 2, Yao Lebelela Prevention and the rebuilding of social cohesion will be looking at.
Lebeletse gore Pillar 2 le Pillar 4 di dira eng. Ke batla go tlhalosetsa baretsi bikinyana fela gore Pillar 1, it's about accountability, coordination and leadership. Pillar 3, justice, safety and protection. And I think Cesar o tlhalositse gore tiro e ba e dirileng around go dira gore batho ba kgone go access the protection order online le ka tsela e maleba. Ke dilo tse leng gore ba di dirile. Le president o signile 3 amendment laws tsa gender-based violence. Tse leng gore di tlile go dira gore batho ba ba tlhokofaditsweng ba kgone go bona thuso ka bonako mo when it comes to the law, and that, you know, their cases are fast tracked and so on. And I think se re se boneng gape is that we are getting harsher sentences as well on cases related to GBV. And I think this is the work of the collaborative that we see in terms of outcome. Pillar 4 setse re tlhalositse le yona ke response care, support and healing. Khona le Pillar 5 e buang ka economic power. And this is simply because we understand gore go tlhoka ga madi kana go tlhoka ga di economic resources gantsi ke gona go dirang gore bomme kana borre kana bana ba nne mo di situation ntse leng gore they can be victims of gender based violence and femicide. So this pillar is also looking at how women can be empowered financially and how they can get what we call ka puo ya rona ya mo gormenteng e re bitsang preferential procurement, e leng gore bomme ba tla tshwanela ke gore ba kgone go kgweba le puso, so that inne gore ha ba tshwanela go ya ko ntle ba ile go batla ditiro, mme muso o kgona go dira means to create a conducive environment for them to trade and to make money. Ya bofelo ke ya research and information management. We all know gore ga gona se re ka se dirang re sa itse gore how deep is the problem, and research ke yona e leng gore e tlile gore thusa. So ke tsone diphila tsa rona ha di feletse. And like Tsetse has also said that baretsi can follow End GBVF e teng mo di social media tsa rona mo mafaratlhatlheng, ko Facebook, ko Twitter, ko Instagram, jalo le jalo. Mme le tla kgona go bona gore what are the conversations around the pillar dialogues as well on the 17th and on the 24th, and you get to see information. If you're interested in the economic empowerment, o tla kgona go bona also how you can get involved in that as well. And I think also, as we are about to close, I think it would be important that we take stock of the fact that NGOs are very, very important in this sector of ending and fighting gender-based violence and femicide. And I think Cesar has elaborated on what is the role of the state, what is the role of NGOs as well. Me, Peladi, I just want to come to you. Gore re tlhaloganye gore Gender-Based Violence Command Center ke ya social development, mme e tletswa ke ba Vodacom le other companies. So re kgone go tlhalosetsa baretsi gore le di-resources tse di leng teng kana thuso e leng teng le yona e tla ka ketletso ya madi kana in some or other way ya business. How ka re tlhalosetsa?
Okay, ke a leboga Tshego. Ge re thoma ko Gender-Based Violence Command Center, started the Vodacom, it was a pilot testing. Then it goes into the Vodacom, into the Tusaka, the line, phone number, phone, and the client is arena, then the Renal Social Development. Then it moves again, Ramova, Rabel, Rokimor, Namo, the contracting at 3 years. Then into the Vodacom, into the Bixana Leona, Kalini. Yeah, 0800-428-428. Iru tusa leka na kongo iru tusa kadi advertise horo. Like her thoma ne loko tase the statistics are rane di loko tase, but inti tusa ka ho advertise horo. If you experience gender-based violence, call this number, then re khona go ya go dimo then ka mkho ke mo ne re bedikisana sentle ntle le Vodacom e re thusa but le now sentane e re thusana le yona re tswela pele re bereka na le yona re berekisana le yona Vodacom mo dikolong tsa rena.
No, I'm just going to, we do have a voice note on WhatsApp, if we can just get that voice note played.
Anonymous, Lona, bengicela ukubuza la. Ngabe umuntu okhona ombonayo ukuthi indoda yakhe iyamshaya, njalo uma bephuzile. Unayo nonilungelo lokuthi-ke uma bexabana ubiza amaphoyisa noma uhambe ubiza amaphoyisa ngenxa yokuthi-ke mhlawumbe kuzoba ngathi ungena iy'ndaba zabantu. Ngoba hhayi kuyaliwa abantu uma bephuzile bayashayana. Into esiyibonayo emqashweni lapha emzingasi iyaxaka. Abantu belwa uma sebephuzile kakhulu nje abesilisa beshaya abesifazane. Khona omunye nje umndeni ngeke ngikwazi ukumention. Kodwa-ke banokuthi uma bephuzile owe indoda eshaye umuntu wesifazane. Mhlawumbe-ke asazi. Nginalo ilungu ukuthi ngibize amaphoyisa uma ngibona wesifazane eshawa indoda yakhe.
I think this is a very common question coming from the voice note. Can you report a case on behalf of someone who is being abused? If we can advise the person who sent us the voice note there.
Yeah. Let me start maybe firstly by indicating that indaba yotshwala, it's one of the drivers of gender-based violence. So they go together. So it's important that as we address gender-based violence, we also address alcohol, because as I'm saying that it has been recognized as one of the drivers. And in South Africa happens to be one of the countries that has high levels of alcohol abuse. So the combination of all of that, these are some of the manifestations that we are dealing with here. So I want to say that, yes, we umphakathi has a right. Now, with all the legislations that we spoke about, the three key legislations that President has approved, it has given the communities, or it has empowered communities to report, and not only to report, to act on those things. For instance, if you look at the Amendment Domestic Violence Act, it now gives the communities or any other person who witness violence to go and apply for protection order. You can do it on behalf of someone else, which before you couldn't, as long as you can provide evidence, as long as you can provide information, sufficient information that indeed there is an abuse in this relationship, you can do that. So please, baba, ngicela ukugqugquzela ukuthi reporter. You know, one of the things that you said in your voice note was that, hey, kuzoba ngathi singena indaba zabantu. And this is what is killing us as communities. We are afraid to get involved because we are saying this is a private matter. This is a family matter. Therefore, I've got nothing to do with it. Kanti, you can save a life. We are families. When we grew up where in communities where they were saying a child is raised by a village, not by one person. So it's the same thing. We are saying we are each other brother's keeper. So therefore, it's important to know what is happening kwamakhelwane wakho. When you hear them fighting, if you don't want to get involved personally, but involve that, you can call the command center, the number that we have said, to say there is this issue. Can the police be involved? I want to remain anonymous, but I'm reporting this matter. So we are encouraging communities to take charge and report the matters, or even act on them if you can.
Okay.
Thanks.
Mpeladi, if you can repeat that number for us, and also Utlatsi.
Okay, kyaleboga. Anonymous, re ka thabela ho ka reporta ntwa e e dirahala mo moagisanong wa gago ko command center. O nne anonymous, or kana dira wa founela is free number 0800 428 428, or wa dira please call me wa *120*7867#, and then rena re ka o founela. Then o re tlhalosetse gore go diragalang ko moagisaneng wa gago, and then rena re tlo tseya maikarabelo a gore re lebelle the nearest police station ka system e re berekisang computer tse re di berekisang gore the nearest police station e le mo haufi le wena ke efeng, then wena ha re file di detail tso tsotlhe address tsa victim eo, rena re tla bua le mapodisa, then re tla kopela mapodisa gore a ye ko addressing eo a yo thusa, because wena o tla bonya ko nna anonymous, rena re tla e reporter on behalf of you ko police station.
Your last few words before we go off, if we can talk about prevention as well as tips for those young people that you work with and how they can be active change drivers in this behavior change and ensuring that we have a future of young people that are not violent, that are not victims of GBV, because they are violating each other in intimate partner relationships or as schoolmates or as family members.
Thank you very much. We as young people, we need to understand that we are going to inherit a country that we are going to leave for our children. And we would not want to leave a country that has reached a point of no return with regard to the levels of violence, where now the level of violence and GBV or the harassment and violation that women has received in this country is even more than the levels that women faced in the Russia and Ukraine war. So we even suppressed the level of a war zone with how we're violating our women in this country. So I think just on the basis of understanding that we're going to inherit this country and we're going to deal with the challenges that it comes with that, and we just need to understand what GBV is and convert ourselves into champions. I think that is just the message. And especially we as men, as boys, as young men, the corners in which we find ourselves sitting, those are the breeding hubs of GBV. Because when a young woman passes, the comments that are being discussed in that corner, we need just that one young man to say, gents, we don't speak like that. It starts there. If you don't speak about it in that very corner. Thank you very much, sister.
Thank you very much. Thank you to our panelists, Cesar, Peladi, and Zetse. I hope the listeners at home really took a lot of takeaways around what is it that they can do to be very active in changing this landscape of gender-based violence and femicide. And remember their website, it's gbvf.org.za. Click that button that says get involved and you could be part of Pillar 2, Pillar 4, or Pillar 1. And we are looking forward to this presidential summit scheduled to take place between the 1st and the 2nd of November 2022. And from me, Tshegofatso Modubu, I'm signing out. Thank you very much.